with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire, which is now in effect. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's announcement came after Lebanon and Israel held their first direct diplomatic talks in decades this week here in Washington, hosted by Secretary of State Rubio. For more than a month, Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group have been at war. The president wrote on social media that he had excellent conversations with Lebanon's president and Israel's prime minister, and that he'll be inviting them for talks in Washington. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Nearly 2,200 people in Lebanon have been killed by Israeli airstrikes. Meanwhile, Pakistan's army chief met with Iranian officials in a bid to arrange a second round of negotiations between the United States and Iran. The head of the International Energy Agency says Europe has maybe 6 weeks of jet fuel left.
IEA Executive Director Fatih Birol painted a sobering picture of the global repercussion of what he called, quote, the largest energy crisis we've ever faced, stemming from the pinch off of oil, gas, and other vital supplies through the Strait of Hormuz. Dr. Birol says the impact would be, quote, higher petrol prices, higher gas prices, higher electricity prices. In Europe, he said, quote, I can tell you soon we will hear the news that some of the flights from City A to City B could be canceled as a result of lack of jet fuel. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Artemis II astronauts who ignited a lunar renaissance are giving high marks to their moon ship for its performance during reentry, especially the heat shield. They held their first news conference Thursday since returning to Earth. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 115 points, the Nasdaq rose 86, the S&P 500 advanced 18. This is SRN News. The atheists strike again, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The City Council of Ravenswood, West Virginia has agreed to stop opening its meetings with prayer under threat of a lawsuit by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That prominent atheist group spends much of its energy on efforts to scour the public square of any reference to Christianity, threatening lawsuits if its demands are not met. Many small and mid-sized communities give in rather than face the possibility of a costly legal battle. Michael Harrington reporting.
At the recent 70th session of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, a U.S. delegate submitted a draft resolution to define gender in alignment with its traditionally accepted usage as referring to men and women. The U.S. proposal immediately received significant blowback from other delegates. Sweden's representative framed it as an attempt to turn back the clock 30 or 40 years. This is SRN News. The FAA is investigating audio that captured pilots making animal sounds on an air traffic control emergency frequency.
Several pilots are under scrutiny after being heard making the animal noises over the channel near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Audio obtained from ATC.com and circulating online since April 12th appears to capture the pilots meowing and barking over the radio while communicating in the airspace around the airport. At one point in the recording, another voice on the frequency can be heard saying, "You guys need to be professional pilots." The FAA is reviewing the incident and reminded pilots that non-essential communication below 10,000 feet is prohibited. Bill Alexander, Washington.
President Trump is betting that the tax cuts he signed into law last year will resonate with voters in Las Vegas. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.